you got to praise him again. Go ahead, praise him. Look in the content of the Word of God from our subject today. Praise God. Amen. Paul, amen, has had a discussion concerning, amen, praise God, those things that were offered unto idols. Amen, praise God, because, amen, praise God, men, amen, have attributed, praise God, to idols, amen, the things that belong to God. And so, praise God, amen, Paul, as he writes, praise God, to, amen, the Corinthian church, amen, is expounding on the fact, praise God, that an idol is nothing. Amen, praise God, and amen, the false gods, amen, praise God, are nothing. Can you say amen? And he says, as he goes in his discussion, praise God, but there are many, amen, praise God, of these idols, and there are many of these, as it were, false gods. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Whether they be, amen, praise God, attributed to heaven or whether they be attributed to the earth. Can you say amen? Amen. He began to say that there are many, amen, praise God, false gods. And amen, while we are not necessarily in the time, praise God, amen, that Paul was writing, amen, certainly, praise God, where we don't carve, amen, idols out of wood and overlay them with gold, at least for the most part of our, amen, civilization. There are some that still do, amen, praise God, but for the most part, we don't, amen. But it does not mean that we don't have our idols. Amen. Praise God. We have idols, praise God, all around us. Amen. Praise God. That we are bowing down, amen, and giving our service unto. Amen. Praise God. The idol is nothing. Can you say amen? We have the testimony from God that the idol is nothing. But yet we have lifted up our idols and we have exalted them to places that they ought not to be. Amen. Praise God. We've allowed, amen, in our time, praise God. Amen. Praise God for certain athletic people who are able to do certain athletic things, amen, to be exalted, amen, as our idols. Amen. Praise God. There are times, praise God, when you can talk to another individual and they know so much, amen, about a person, praise God, athletic ability, and so little about the God who loves them. Can we say amen? Amen. Praise God. We have raised up, amen, praise God, our, amen, knowledge in the time that we live in as, amen, praise God, being, amen, unequal. We've lifted it up to a position, can you say amen, where, praise God, this world now, praise God, if you've got a question about something, you can, amen, go online and an answer will be provided. Can you say amen? But the answer, praise God, for the deliverance of their soul, they are still ignorant of. We are in a time, praise God, where, amen, fashions have been lifted up, praise God. And, amen, praise God, if your clothes don't have, amen, a certain label or name on them, then somehow your clothing is not as worthy. We lift up, amen, praise God, houses, and we lift up automobiles, and we lift up all of these things. Amen. Can you say amen? But as Paul, amen, begins to write, amen, praise God, he says, yes, there are many idols, but to us. Tell your neighbor, praise God, the people of God have a different perspective on the world. Tell your neighbor, praise God, we don't see it like everybody else sees it. Amen, praise God. I found out, amen, praise God, that the idol that God said is nothing, truly it is nothing. And so Paul says, but for us, amen, praise God, there is one God, the Father. Amen, praise God, by
by whom are all things. Can you say amen? And we are in him. And he goes on to say, hallelujah, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we are by him. You ought to give God a praise this morning. Tell your neighbor, it's no better place to be, hallelujah, than a product of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell your neighbor, when God work on you, amen, praise God, the power of his hand will be shown in your life. When God work on you, he can turn, hallelujah, things, amen, around. When God does the work, it's a work that will be finished and completed. Oh, you ought to praise him again. So praise God. He says to us, there is just the one God, the Father. Amen. By whom or of whom are all things. Amen. Don't, amen, misunderstand Paul when he is looking at God. Amen. The creator. Amen. Praise God. From, amen, God who is the deliverer and the savior. Tell your neighbor, the creator God is a God that became the Savior God. Y'all ought to praise him. Tell your neighbor, the Creator God became the Savior God. Amen. Praise God. The things about God, amen, praise God, that set him apart as unique, amen, praise God, are these two things. Amen. Nobody can create but God. Tell your neighbor, amen, God made it all. Amen. If he didn't make it, it wasn't made. Y'all ought to praise him. Tell your neighbor, there's only one creator. And so, praise God, creation sets God apart from any other. Hallelujah, because no other can do what God has done. Out of nothing, he can bring forth by the power of his word into being. You can't do it. I can't do it. But God in his power was able to speak. Hallelujah. And when God spoke, it was done. Can you say amen? No idol, hallelujah, made the heaven. No idol made the earth. But it was God himself who created all things. You ought to praise him today. Tell your neighbor, whatever God make, amen, praise God, he's able, hallelujah, to rule over. Y'all better praise him again. Tell your neighbor, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, God is in control. Tell your neighbor, God is in control. Hallelujah. It don't matter if it look like sometimes things are going sideways and crooked. Remember this, God has not abdicated the throne. He still sits high. He's still the throne. He's still a deliverer. And he's still a way maker. He's God by himself. Can you say amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, anything broken, you can bring it to God. Why? Because he's the maker of it. Can you say amen? I tell you, don't nobody know it like the one that made it. Are y'all hear me? Amen. Moses had a question about his mouth because he stuttered a little bit. But God had a question for Moses. Who made his mouth? Tell your neighbor, when you stuttering about your little issue, God just want to know, can you say amen? Is there anything too hard for me? Is not my hand able to deliver? Can I make a way out of no way? Am I not God? Beside me, there is no other. You better praise him again. So the fact that God is a creator, hallelujah, distinguishes him from all others, because there's only one creator. Can you say amen? But the other thing about God, amen, that distinguishes him from all others is that he is a savior. He's a deliverer. Tell your neighbor, God is a deliverer. Can you say amen? Can't nobody deliver like God can deliver. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when it look like it ain't no way, look at Jesus and see the way. Can you say amen? He's a way. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we don't want to acknowledge him, he's still the way. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. When Paul writes to the Ephesian church, he says that he that is God chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Tell your neighbor, God wasn't talking about just the church. He was talking about humanity. Tell your neighbor, God chose us human beings. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. When the angels fell, there was no redemption. Can you say amen? I say, when the angel fell, there was no redemption. Can you say amen? God would not die, not for one angel. Can you say amen? When, hallelujah, Lucifer became Satan, can you say amen? There was no plan to bring him back. Can you say amen? But I'm here to tell you about a God that don't change his mind. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, the God I serve, he's the same today as he was yesterday. Hallelujah. When he made up his mind, hallelujah, about what man was going to be, he chose us in him. Tell your neighbor, your place is in God. And if you ain't in God, you're out of place. Tell your neighbor, your place is in God. And if you ain't in God, you're out of place. And when you're out of place, you can't function like you ought to function. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you ain't got nothing going on until you got God surrounding your life. You ain't got nothing going on until you are in God. You ain't got nothing going on. Don't care how many friends. Don't care how much money. Don't care where you live. Don't care what your idol may be. You ain't got nothing going on if you don't have God, amen, surrounding your life. Tell your neighbor, to be in God, amen, is to mean that God is on the right hand. He's on the left hand. He's over you. He's under you. He's all around you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when I'm in God, the devil got to go through God to get to me. How many know? Ain't no power that can push God aside. Amen. But God is a keeper. God is a deliverer. And God is a way maker. So God is worthy of our praise. You ought to give him some right now. Amen. Praise God. Corinthians wrote, he wrote these words. Hallelujah. 5:17. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. And behold, all things are become new. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, hallelujah, when you got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking out in other tongues, hallelujah, as God's Spirit gave you the utterance, hallelujah, as you became a new creature. Can you say amen? There was not a new plan that you were brought to. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when God saved you, amen, he didn't bring you to a new plan. Hallelujah. He brought you to the original plan. Amen. Tell your neighbor, God ain't got to worry about, amen, amen, anything he establishes falling. Can you say amen? Because God is able to uphold all things by the word of his power. Tell your neighbor, who are you that would dare to judge another man's servant to his own master? He's able to stand. Are y'all hearing me? The good part is God is able to make him to stand. Amen. Listen, if God is for us, then we ain't got to worry about the rest that's going on. Praise the one that's on your side. Praise the one that will fight for you. Praise the one that will deliver you. Praise the one that loves you beyond. Hallelujah, your ability to understand the depth of his life. He is the origin. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it's because of God. Hallelujah. That I move, that I have my being. Tell your neighbor, it's because of God that in my valley I can yet lift up my eyes unto the hill. It's because of God that I am not destroyed, that I'm still alive. And if you know what I know, you know the reason you're still alive. It's because of God. Change his mind when Adam fell in the sin. Tell your neighbor, he's God. He could have made another man. Tell your neighbor, it was plenty more dust. It was plenty more dirt. He could have made another man. But you know what? God don't change his mind like that. And glory to him. When man fell, God says, still, I want you. Still, I love you. I have not changed my mind. Hallelujah. When man fell, God said, all right, I'm going to redeem you. See about you. I'm gonna raise you up to the purpose that I have for your life. Don't despair if you're in your valley. God ain't changed his mind. Oh Lord, tell your neighbor, don't despair if you're down in your valley. When God saved you, he did not change his mind. Amen. He's still able. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, he's still able. He's still able. He's still able to lift you up. He's still able to turn your mourning into dancing. He's still able to stir up in you a joy unspeakable and full of glory. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. When you push yourself down, when you allow this and that, and this and that, amen, to press, hallelujah, you down, I hear God say, come unto me. Can you say amen? Don't go nowhere, I still love you. Come unto me. Can you say amen? You ain't gotta worry. Break
Bring your burden. Bring it along with you. Just come to me. Can you say amen? If you come to me, I will. Tell your neighbor, he will. He will. He will give you rest. But you need to come under him. You try to find rest outside of God. It don't work. It never works. Knocking your head against that wall. Why you still beating yourself in the head? There's only one place to find rest in God, and that is in God. Y'all better pray. Tell your neighbor, I need God. I need him. I need him. I can't rest without him. Can you say, man, there's no other place to go but to God? He invites you to come. He invites you to come. He invites you. Amen. Praise God. Why would you stay burdened when you can rest? Why would you stay troubled when you can rest? Why would you still get beat up by the enemy when you can have somebody that will fight in your behalf? He is the origin. Can you say amen? He's the creator. Can you say amen? Amen. Men don't understand. Men don't know. But the people of God, we're supposed to know. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if you God's child, you're supposed to know. But unto us, there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things. And we are in him. We're in him. Can you say amen? I ain't got to worry. If I'm in him, I ain't got to be troubled. The enemy wants you to buy into this love.
Don't go.
Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. It's this and it's that. But guess what? It's only what God says. Can you say amen? It's only what God says. I don't care what it looks like. It's only what God says it is. It might look like, amen, there is no tomorrow. But tell your neighbor, God holds the tomorrow. Can you say amen? It looked like there is no end, but God is in the beginning. Tell your neighbor, he's the Alpha and Omega. Can you say amen? And everything in between the beginning and the end, he fills that space. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, because he fills every space, he's from everlasting to everlasting. Can you say amen? Anywhere along that line, when you need a God that's able to deliver you, God is present. Can you say amen? He walks, amen, praise God, amen, up and down, through and fro the eyes of the Lord, run up and down, to and fro through the earth. Why, God? I need to show myself strong in behalf of them that put their trust in me. So God, amen, praise God, wants us to understand, praise God, that he's the origin.
Yes, Lord.
Can you say amen? Amen. Where does happiness begin? In God. Can you say thank you? Say that he's the origin. Where does joy begin? In God. He's the origin. Where does deliverance
begin in God, because he is the origin. Can you say amen? He is creator of all things. He did not change his mind when man fell into sin. He decided, amen, to redeem us. Can you say amen? In other words, he would not leave us. Amen. Praise. He would not forsake us.
Thank you, Lord.
Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, he hasn't changed. He's still that kind of God. He just won't leave you. Can you say amen? He just won't leave you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? If you think you're going to wear out his mercy, you got to think again. Because he just won't stop extending mercy. You think you're going to use up all the grace, you got to think again. Because he will keep on extending grace. The problem is you won't live but so long. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. You cut yourself off from the grace of God. You cut yourself off, amen, from the mercy of God, because your life is the time when you can receive it. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I ain't going to heaven looking for grace and mercy. I'm going to heaven looking for Jesus. Oh, Lord. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when I make it to the city, it'll be all right. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, thank you for praying for me. But when I make it, delivered me. Yes, say thank you, Jesus. Tell your neighbor, amen, praise God. That ain't waiting for us in glory. That's what you need right now. Tell your neighbor, you need as much as you can get and some more beside. Can you say amen? You need to, amen, to stand in the place that David stood. Can you say amen? In front of his enemy. Tell your neighbor, our major enemy is the devil himself. Tell your neighbor, amen. Praise God. But God know how to handle his business, even in the face of the enemy. Tell your neighbor, you ain't got to run. God on your side. You ain't got to hide. God on your side. And if there's any hiding to be done, let God hide you. Don't try to hide yourself. Let God hide you. You know how to cover you. And the enemy look right at you and don't see you. Can you say amen? Look right at you and don't see you. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. But David said that the Lord would prepare a table. Can you say amen? Amen. The enemy gritting on me. The enemy want to cut me down. The enemy want to destroy me. The enemy don't want me to live. And God says, sit down. Hallelujah. I'm going to prepare a table before you. Can you tell me, Lord, have mercy? Can you imagine? Hallelujah. The devil want to get to you. But God say, I want you to eat. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you got to eat. Amen. Tell your neighbor, you got to eat. But you gotta eat. Can you say amen? You gotta get up. Get to Sunday school. Why are you pressing your way? Because I gotta eat. Can you say amen? Why are you there on Friday? Because I gotta eat. Why are you there on Sunday? Tell your neighbor, I gotta eat. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, everything don't taste good. Don't lie. Everything don't taste good. Can you say amen? But I gotta eat. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it ain't all pie and cake. Sometimes God standing right on top of your head. Can you say amen? Sometimes God got his finger in your face. Are y'all here? But you gotta say, yeah, Lord, I gotta eat. Can you say amen? It don't feel good, but I gotta eat. It condemned me, Lord, but I gotta eat. Cause your word is true, and it is right. All
not eight.
Help, Lord. Help, Lord.
David said, he prepared a table in front of me, before me, in the presence of the Lord.
Witness.
Amen. Lord, have mercy. What a God we serve. The devil and the demons line up.
Hey, witness.
God said, sit down and
eat.
Yes, Lord.
Sit down and eat. Elijah, amen, was trying to make it on the run from Jezebel. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Elijah was a great man.
Yes, he was.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, he was.
Elijah's still alive right now. Yeah. Yeah. He was a great man of God. The chariot. Yeah. God sent a special.
Yes,
amen.
Put
that chariot to take him up.
Yes.
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 And he was a great man of God. Are y'all hearing me? But amen, praise God, but Jezebel threatened him. Are y'all hearing me? Amen, and he got to running. Amen, praise God, and sat down under that, amen, juniper or sycamore tree. And told God it was enough. I can't go no further. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor sometime. Amen, we feel like
we
that.
Do. My God,
I can't go no further. It's enough. I can't go no further. Amen, but he had his facts wrong. Tell your neighbor, when you think you can't make it, you got your facts wrong. Can you say amen? He tried to play on God simply.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing
help
me?
Lord.
Amen.
Help
what do God want? A contrite heart, broken spirit.
Amen.
Don't be trying to play God. You can't play him. Can you say amen? You can play people, but you can't play God. Can you say amen? You look right to the heart of the matter. You don't see like men see. Men look on the outward appearance. They look at the little tears streaming. Hey, look at your little brokenness. Amen. Fully broken, oh Lord. Can you say amen? But God don't look at that. He looks at the heart.
Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me, Lord.
Elijah said, they're going to tore down the temple.
Who said, ain't no
say, amen.
Jabber.
Ain't nobody standing up
that's
for you.
That's what we say.
Ain't nobody standing up for you but me.
Jabber.
I'm the only one.
Jabber.
I'm the only one.
That's a lie.
And I said, wait a minute.
Hold on. Hold on.
You gotta get your facts right.
Yeah, you're right.
I got 7,000. It ain't just about me. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it ain't all about you.
It ain't all about you.
You gotta tell them again, it ain't all about you.
Help.
He told him, praise God, that the journey that you own, you trying to get to me, is too great for you.
That's right.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, you can't make it to God on your own.
You sure can't. Witness.
Don't you think for 1 minute that God, amen, when you got saved, that you did it.
No.
Amen, you came to God all on your own.
No, he gotta give you that.
If God hadn't helped you.
I'm telling you, when he made
if God hadn't shielded you.
Yeah.
If God hadn't protected you.
Yeah.
If God hadn't made a way for you. You would have been cut off before you got saved. If God didn't let you get cut off.
Yeah.
He allowed you to live.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Get your facts.
Hey.
Get your facts. It was God that was our help. Before we was praising him. Before we was giving him the glory. Before we was magnifying his name. He was our help. If God hadn't helped us, none of us would be here. None of us would be here. So he told him, amen, praise God. The journey is too great for you. You need to lay down. We'll give you some meat to eat. Thank you, Jesus. Tell your neighbor, we run in too much here and there.
Help, Lord.
And we won't lay down. And we won't sit down.
Help, Lord. Help, Lord.
Amen. You won't sit down and eat.
Yeah.
And you won't lay down and be fed.
Yeah. Lord, help me, Lord.
You won't sit down and eat.
God.
And you won't lay down and be fed. So how are you going to get the strength to make the journey?
Yeah.
I want to go to God. I want to be with God. But how are you going to get that done? You will eat.
That's right.
And you say, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, that's right. That's preaching.
Not only that, Jeremiah, Elijah got up.
I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready to go now. I'm ready to go. But you can't make that judgment.
No.
He thought he was ready to go. Yeah. Ate one round. I said, lay back down. Mm-hmm. You need to eat some more.
God, come on.
Tell your neighbor, amen, praise God. Don't overestimate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't overestimate yourself. When a man taking himself to stand, he's going to fall. Can you say amen? So then, praise God, God knows how to feed you, amen, what you need. And you know when you have sufficient of him to make the journey that he wants you to make. To be able to continue in God. You got to keep on eating his word. You got to keep on praying. You got to keep on praising him. You got to keep on lifting him up. Because, amen, praise God, our eternal testimony is in glory. It's going to be this. But to us, there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him. And one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. God is our creator,
yes, Lord,
and our savior. Yes. Tell your neighbor, praise God, there's none else. Only God. He's our creator, and he is our savior.
Yes.
And amen, praise God, to be able, praise God, to continue, to be able to go forward, to be able to do the things that God, amen, desires us to do. We've got to stay focused on who our God is. Our creator and our savior.
Yes.
Nobody like him, because nobody could have done the act of creation that he did. When he, praise God, made us new creatures, the purpose that he had before remained. He wanted us to be in him. And our testimony throughout the ages of eternity, when we're standing with God. Amen. How does the songwriter say in Amazing Grace? He says, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright, shining the sun, we'll have no less days to praise his name than when we first begun. So our testimony will continue in glory. Can you say amen?
Oh, my God. Hey,
neighbor, you ain't gonna stop praising.
I'm telling you, he's not praising.
You ain't gonna stop giving him glory. Amen. You ain't gonna stop uttering amen to God. Amen. Utterance. Yeah. Amen. Moved by him. Yeah. It's not gonna stop. Amen. Praise God. It will continue. Amen. Praise God in glory. Can you say amen? And we will always, amen, praise God, be amazed, amen, praise God, at amen this truth. That God, amen, praise God, saved us who were as nothing.
Thank you.
Can we say amen?
Thank you.
God delivered us who were not worthy. God loved us, amen, praise God, who didn't deserve it. Because, amen, praise God, we, amen, praise God, were, amen, loved in his sight. Tell your neighbor,
everything
is for him.
It's for him.
And you say, thank you, Jesus. Tell your neighbor,
everything
is for him.
For him.
And all praises
belong
to him. Can you say amen? Everything for him and all things of praise belong to him. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. God will get the glory. And the glory, praise God, will be manifested throughout the ages of eternity. Amen. Praise God. We will be the lights that shine. This show, praise God, God's work forever that brought us from our darkness into this marvelous light.
Yeah.
Let us never forget that he is the origin and the continuation.
Come on, give it a hug.